This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 29th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm and sunny today, perfect for a day out. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies and mild temperatures. Jerusalem is enjoying a bright day as well, while Haifa remains comfortably warm. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting, the Times of Israel notes that the IDF conducted a rare airstrike in the West Bank. The strike reportedly killed three Palestinian terror operatives, including a key Hamas figure, Qais Bitawi. Also, earlier this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF warns of possible reserve and intelligence cuts. This comes amid delayed defense funding, which may affect preparations for Iran and threaten U.S. arms contracts. Also this hour, from earlier today, JNS highlights Israel's praise for Finland's decision to end UN UNRWA funding. Israel invites other nations to follow suit, citing concerns over incitement and participation in past violence. Separately, Israeli activist Hen Mazig, writing on X just now, applauds Finland's move against UNRWA, urging more countries to join. And finally, in a post from earlier, Noga Tarnopolsky reports on Israeli political tensions, noting Itamar Ben-Gvir's controversial remarks about UNRWA. Reaction has been swift on social media. Gideon Saar, an Israeli politician, shared earlier today that Dutch representatives will be expelled from Kiryat Gat. This follows new Dutch legislation against Israeli products from Judea, Samaria, and other areas. Belaz News posted earlier today about Israel's decision to expel Dutch diplomats. This action comes in response to the Dutch parliament's recent trade ban. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, reports earlier today on Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir's comments. She notes his declaration to ban UNRWA from Israel. Now for more on those stories, starting with the West Bank airstrike. The Times of Israel reports that the IDF targeted Qais Bitawi and his accomplices in Jenin. This operation is part of Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas operations in the area. Prime Minister Netanyahu and the Defense Minister have praised this mission. The strike highlights Israel's preventive measures against perceived threats. Turning to the IDF's financial concerns, the Jerusalem Post details how delays in defense funding could impact military readiness. The IDF warns this could undermine its strategic capabilities, particularly concerning Iran. There's also worry about jeopardizing existing arms agreements with the United States. These financial strains could affect Israel's long-term security plans. Meanwhile, Israel's response to Finland's UNRWA funding cut is significant. JNS explains that Israel sees this as a step toward reducing violence incited by UNRWA schools. By inviting other nations to join, Israel hopes to shift the international stance on UNRWA. This move could alter diplomatic dynamics in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Intel is expanding its Israeli R&D role. The focus is on developing the next-generation server architecture, Diamond Rapids, which will feature up to 256 cores. Separately, Walla Business reveals that Rotem Sela is launching a new venture. After years of development and substantial investment, she transitions from spokesperson to business partner. And finally, Globes reports that SanDisk is relocating jobs from Israel to India. This includes layoffs at its Kfar Sava Development Center amid broader strategic adjustments. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.